Considering the length of the gospel, I'll keep things very brief, but a couple of insights. First of all, as we are going through the passion, just something for you to consider here as we work our way through Holy Week and all the events thereof. We hear this exchange between Pilate and the Jewish people. And we know that there are two prisoners, one named Barabbas and our blessed Lord. And Pilate said to the people, "Which one do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Christ?" And they all screamed out, "Barabbas." Now that breaks our heart when we hear that. Like, how could they possibly do this? We were told that this man was a notorious prisoner. We're told that he's an insurrectionist. We're told he's a murderer. And this is who they want released. But we need now to look a little bit closer. Because remember, the word Barabbas means the son of the father. So now retranslate that then. Who do you want me to release for you, the son of the father? Or the son of the father. But now let me take that to the next level for you. You and I are baptized into the person of Jesus Christ. You and I therefore have become the sons and daughters of God the Father. In other words, you and I are Barabbas. Now, which do you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Barabbas? The sons and daughters of the Father or the Son of the Father? Suddenly, when it comes home to us, we gulp and realize exactly what this means. Who's the real insurrectionist against God? The man back then was an insurrectionist against the Romans. You and I have committed insurrection against God. And yet at the same time, our Lord told us that if the Son sets you free, then you are truly free. It's the only way to have true freedom is if Jesus were to die for us, as he made very clear that the gospel, the scriptures have to be fulfilled. That's why all these things had to happen. And so as we heard in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, that Jesus was obedient even unto death, death on a cross. So now we go back to the gospel and we listen to the next line. Pilate says, "I'm innocent of this man's blood." And they all said, "His blood be on us and on our children." That's our only hope, isn't it? His blood be on us. Because without his blood being upon us, we have no salvation. We have no hope. We're stuck in our sins, and that's where we're going to die. And so if Jesus, the Son of the Father, didn't die for us, you and I wouldn't be able to be the sons and daughters of the Father. If he hadn't done everything he did, we couldn't be who we are. So as we go through Holy Week now, keep all of these things in mind. Because otherwise we can so easily become like those people who were jeering at him on the cross. He saved others, let him save himself if he's the Christ. Let him come down from that cross and then we'll believe. No, if he came down from the cross, we wouldn't believe. We only believe because he stayed on the cross. It is the only way that he saved not just others, but everyone, is by staying on that cross and not coming down. And why did he do it? To be able to free Barabbas. Not the way that Pilate set Barabbas free. Barabbas didn't have to be sitting in prison any longer. He died to set this Barabbas free so that we are not any longer under Satan's power. so that we have the freedom of the children of God. That's what this is all about. So again, keeping that in mind, the events of Holy Week are not something we can keep at an arm's distance any longer. This isn't just an event that happened 2,000 years ago and how horrible and unjust it is. Look in the mirror and you really see how unjust it is. But look in the mirror and look at the crucifix and see how much love there is, because that's really what it's all about. Not so much about the injustice, about the love of Jesus. So when you recognize, as each one of us can say, I am Barabbas, I am the Son of the Father, that's why he died. That's why I say this isn't just something we can keep at an arm's distance and say it happened 2,000 years ago. We're going through Holy Week because it's happening right now. Because this Barabbas needs to be set free. Free not from Pilate, free from Satan, free from my own sins, free to be able to live as the sons and daughters of our Father.